Today on Real Radio.
3,000 years ago, Isaiah said, keep your eye out on Israel, becoming a nation in one day. Well, if you were born after 1948, you've always had Israel on a map. Prior to 1948, there was no Israel on the map for 2,000 years. No nation in the history of the world has ever existed, then stopped existing, and came back into existence, but one only. That ought to wake you up right there. And by the way, it's the most hated nation in the world.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the New Testament narrative written by Luke. The last six verses of chapter 12 is essentially the Messiah's admonition to know the signs of the times. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs in a presentation called The Whether or Not Channel.
Jesus says, you hypocrites, you discern the face of the sky and the earth, but how is it that you can't discern this time? And I need you to hear this loud and clear. Church, listen carefully. Have you ever said or had somebody say to you, you know, he's coming like a thief in the night, you know. You better be careful when you say that. 1 Thessalonians 5 tells us. Verse 1 there, Paul the Apostle says, but concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, the context is his return. You have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly, listen, that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon who? Them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. They shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that that day should overtake you as a thief. You want to know why? We've got our Bibles open and we're watching and seeing things. When we know that the Bible says that Israel will become a nation in one day. Did you know that? Isaiah the prophet said that. 1,000 years ago. No, I'm sorry. 3,000 years ago. Isaiah said, keep your eye out on Israel, becoming a nation in one day. Well, if you were born after 1948, you've always had Israel on a map. Prior to 1948, there was no Israel on the map for 2,000 years. No nation in the history of the world has ever existed, then stopped existing, and came back into existence, but one only. That ought to wake you up right there. And by the way, it's the most hated nation in the world. Israel. You say, I don't believe in the Bible. Well, how do you explain that? That the nation would be born a second time in one day. What day was it? Anybody know what day it was? You guys are great. May 14, 1948. The nation was born in a day. But since that nation has been born in a day, what's gone on? Ever since that nation has come about, there's been a constant attempt to get that nation to give up land, to give up the Temple Mount, to give up area for peace. Y'all aware of that? All right, we won't blow anybody up anymore. Give us land. You say, well, man, what's with that? Again, Joel chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. God says, in the last days, I will come against every nation who divides my people Israel. You think that's a coincidence? Those are signs of the times. Those are clouds on the horizon. Point number 2, verse 57, is it whether or not do the right thing to be prepared? That's what Jesus is saying. All right, now that you've heard this and seen this, do the right thing. Number 1, he admonishes. He would say today, why are you not seeing this? Look at verse 57. Yes, and why even yourselves do you not judge what is right? Don't you judge what's right? The answer should be yes, right? He says, come on, you guys, you make decisions And you want to make the right decisions, correct? Yes. Then he said, then do the right thing. You guys, if there was ever a verse that you could label that is exposing political correctness, it's this verse. Jesus is saying, come on, you guys. Come on, you know to make good decisions. You can make the right decisions. When it's stormy, you get an umbrella. When it's hot, you wear cooler clothing. I'm going to the cross, exactly what the Bible warned about. David said 1,000 years before I go to the cross, my hands and my feet are going to be pierced. Know the weather. In fact, can you guys put this up on the screen? This is this week. Take a look at this. And look how common things have become to us and how much it influences our life. You've all seen, this is the Weather Channel. And we love, I don't know what it is about that, but can you just like drool when you watch that? I could watch that for hours. Look at us. Rain, the green is rain. Look at that. Watch, there's more. Why? Why is it a big deal? Because there's something about us knowing what's coming. You know what? Let's go picnic today. Well, how's the weather going to be? Is it going to be windy? Let's go take a trip. Where? What's the weather going to be like? If it doesn't have a palm tree, I'm not going. What about you? Think of that. We turn it on and we're just blind. Oh yeah, cool. Uh-huh. What's the temperature going to be? 63? I'll wear a sweater. All right, let's go. Jesus is saying, will you do the same thing? You judge like that? Can you judge the fact that the Bible is here before you and you need to decide? Make a decision. That's enough. That's beautiful, though, isn't it? You can watch that forever. I just think that's the greatest thing. You look at the weather and you determine, am I going to get my snowboard out or am I going to get the surfboard out? And you make a determination based upon what's coming. Jesus says, please do the same thing. Do you see this, he is saying? Do you understand this? What are one of the great things we mentioned earlier, but we'll say it again. Matthew 24:24, Jesus said that right before he comes back, there's going to be false Christ, false prophets. They will arise. They're going to do great, demonic, miraculous signs and wonders before the people and if to deceive them. And if it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived. Ladies and gentlemen, church family, listen right now. Jesus said, listen, read your Bible carefully. Demonic powers are coming in the last days that if you don't know your Bible, you're going to be fooled into following them. And they are already on the world scene and they're coming more. He said, if it were possible, even my own people would be deceived. If you've ever, and it's true in the Greek, the original scriptures, and if you've had a logic class, that's very comforting words. If it were possible. Translation, it is impossible for his people to be deceived. Aren't you glad that he's given us this word that we can test everything? When somebody says, hey, I promise you this, or I'm a that, or I'm the other. Jesus said, get out your Bible and watch them. You ever see the guys walking along the beach with those headphones on looking for nickels? Boop, 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 boop. Don't those guys drive you nuts when they're right by you? I said, get out of here. Man, that's how we should be with the Bible. Boop, 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 boop. But no, if somebody's a false prophet, we don't want to hurt his feelings. Just let them go do their thing over there. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't do anything about it but pray them out of existence or pray that they come to Christ or warn people. But the guy that was coming up from Mexico, remember him? Whatever happened to him? Remember the guy? He was the Messiah. Did you see that guy on the news? Everybody's following him. He made like $100 million off of suckers who sent him money. And where is he today? He's probably in Acapulco somewhere. And getting a nice tan right about now. Jesus said, watch out for these nuts. They're coming. He didn't say nuts. He said something worse than that. And so we want to be very careful. He would say, are you seeing what's going on? And then secondly, why are you not doing this? Why are you not exercising this discernment? Verse 57, in that part where he says that even you yourselves, do you not judge what is right? Then do this about spiritual things. Know your Bible. Don't pull it out on a Sunday morning because you're going to church. every day. So listen to this. How politically incorrect is this? 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. 2 Peter 2, verse 1. But there will be false prophets among the people, even as there are false teachers among you now, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, that is, denying the cross, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many people will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth is blasphemed. Wow. 1 John 4, verse 1. 1 John 4, 1 says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they be of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Listen, every spirit or person that confesses that Jesus is Christ, that is Messiah, Jesus is my Messiah. Every person that can confess that, believing it, that he has come in the flesh, is of God. And every person that does not confess that Jesus Christ or Messiah has come in the flesh is not of God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and is now already in the world. So with increasing deception, we near the Lord's return. And there's all kinds of things out there. People keep writing me and asking me about the secret. The secret. Oh, the Oprah's for the secret. The secret's from hell. Well, what about that guy that does that program and he sees the light that's coming and he tells you about the future and the wait, the light's coming. I'll tell you. Ask him about Jesus. Who is Jesus? Oh, he was one just like me. These guys are everywhere. And then he would say in verse 57, why are you not living this? You guys make decisions about what you're going to eat and what about the weather, what you're going to wear. Why are you not living as though I'm coming back? Or living as though the hour is running out? Okay, now listen, here's the application time. It's our third point, verses 58. Take the path that Christ has set for us. And this is, I'll confess, this is personal. Number one, keep the path clear of hazards, things that attach onto our heart. Ladies and gentlemen, church, Jesus said right here, verse 58, when you go with your adversary to the magistrate, make every effort along the way to settle with him, lest he drag you to the judge deliver you to the officer, and the officer throw you into prison. Number one, keep the path of your Christian walk clear of hazards. This is going to take a life change on someone's part here today. You're a Christian, but there's just too much stuff in the path. Remember Martha and Mary? Remember Mary and Martha? Lazarus, their sisters. Where's Martha? Anybody tell me. Where's Martha always at? In the kitchen. We've got to have people in the kitchen. I mean, that's wonderful. Where's Mary? Every time he said, where's Mary? Sitting at the feet of Jesus, always listening. We've got to have people listening. And that's great. But Jesus said to Martha, Martha, Martha. He had to say it twice. Martha, Martha. You are encumbered. You're burdened with a lot of things. You're really distracted. Are you distracted? We are distracted. We live in a tough time. We are distracted. And you guys, when we begin to think that we can have one foot in the world and one foot in the church and we're going to be just dandy and fine and God's going to overlook this and everybody's doing it, you're on the brink of deceiving yourself. In Galatians 6, verse 7, the Bible says, be not deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever a man sows or does, that's what he's going to reap. And some of you are hearing the Holy Spirit this morning poking your heart right now. Man, I just thought getting high and coming to church was the cool thing to do. You laugh. Listen, it happens. I talked to a guy about a month ago in this church. I could hardly talk to him because of his alcohol breath. And we thought that just smoking some dope and going to church was, you'd hear the word of God better. I'm not kidding. What, are you crazy? Well, I thought if I beat my wife before I go to church, I could, what? A little bit of pornography or a little bit of nastiness this way or that way and then go and praise the Lord, you know? This is serious stuff. Listen, I love you. Jesus loves us, and he's saying, read the weather signs in the spiritual realm. Time's running out. And what if he came today? See, I don't believe he's going to come today. Well, what if the ground opened up in a 9.10 earthquake? 9.10. A 10. Just make it a normal 10. 10.0. It doesn't have to be the clouds parting and the trumpet blast. You could have a little tweak in your heart today. Where will you go? Jesus wants you with him. Is that so bad? He wants you to be with him? You say, well, why does he just take me like that then? I mean, I can just go live my life and it's all cool in the end. You've got to choose him. That's the rules. That to all those who receive him, to them gave he the power to become sons and daughters of God, children of God. John 1:12. Keep the hazards clear from the path. Paul the apostle warned, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Have we forgotten that? Revelation chapter 6 warns us that in the last days, people will call out in the tribulation period and they'll say, rocks and hills fall on us and hide us from the wrath of the Lamb. Wow. It doesn't have to be so difficult. Also this, stay true to the path. Have you made a commitment to Christ? Christian, today like never before, it's time to renew your commitment. And I want to encourage you about this. Stay true to the Lord because he'll never let you down. You guys, come on. I encourage you to vote. Absolutely. I'll be voting. We should be involved in the process. We should email our governors and senators and let our voice be heard. All that stuff. We should feed the homeless. Get involved. But you know what? Like the hippies of old, I'm just passing through. We're just passing through, man. And as a Christian, I'm just passing through. But listen, Cotton Mather said that every time he went into a room, he wanted to leave something good in that room by the time he left, walked out. Isn't that a beautiful thing to think about? As a Christian, we could go see God today. It could be at the end of our old life. But we need to be obedient to the Lord and focused on him. Ladies and gentlemen, I know God is telling me, Jack, keep a light touch on the earth. Don't grab onto stuff. Just hang on. Just be ready. I don't know why he's saying that. Is he coming back soon? Am I going to go see him? I don't know, but I know this. Whatever I own, whatever I have, it's all his and I don't really own it. And I know after last service I said that and so many people came up to me and said, I'm feeling the same thing. A real temporary ness in this world. And I'm telling you, that is strong in my heart. Is he coming soon? Is the weather going to be changing? Has it already changed? And this morning it comes down to this. He says, why don't you judge rightly? Some of you are saying, why don't you put a sock in it? I'm not going to change. I'm doing my thing and I love this world and it's cool. It's going good for me. And listen, I'm glad you're doing good. But the Bible says, watch out, because money can sprout wings and fly away. Are you trusting in money? We're the most powerful nation on the earth. Ooh, the Bible says some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But his people will trust in the Lord their God. Watch out. Is America over? Is it done? Is the dollar falling and tumbling? And is the euro at an all-time high? And is the stocks and all this stuff going on? Has John Lang Homes been bought by a Saudi prince? Has Citibank been rescued by an Abu Dhabi prince? Yeah? What's going on? Could it be that God in his mercy is getting our attention? Could he be announcing to us that the weather's changing? It would be a good thing, I'm sad to say, because in our blessings, we have forgotten God, just like Israel forgot God on their blessings. Oh, God, please bless us. And he blessed them, and then they were so rich, and the Bible says they forgot God. And then they began to get nasty. They got carnal, and they welcomed in other gods. They forgot about the Lord, and they were so rich, they forgot about the Lord. They began to get involved in spiritism and the worship of other gods. And God said, hey, turn from your way. Don't do that. Don't do that. And they said, get out of here. And then he brought judgment upon them because he loved them. Where are we on that cycle? Get your Ten Commandments out of here. Get the Bibles out of school. Bring in other books of religion. Be like Iowa this week. Did you see on the 24th of this week, Iowa, what they did in the state house? I'm not going to tell you. You won't believe it if I told you. Google Iowa State House prayer. You'll get sick. Unbelievable. We have exchanged our God. We've given up. Can God turn this nation around? Only if you and I take it seriously to pray and call out to Him. A spiritual revival is the only thing that's going to turn this awesome, wonderful country around. And then we end with this. We need to continue on the path until it's clear. All the way through to the end. Christian, listen, I want to encourage you right now. Are you ready for this? I'm going to tell you something right now. Those of you who are Christians that are here today, I got to tell you something. You continue on to the end. Number one, Jesus is going to see you through. He's promised to do that. But I want you to hear this. Just before first service began, I was on the phone, on the speakerphone, at Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. Your team, our missions team, is in Paris getting their connecting flight. And they had the speakerphone on. I was praying with them and saying hi to them. And we believe God's going to do awesome things in Mali with you guys. And all that is absolutely true. Do you realize how much faith it took for these precious moms and dads and kids and everybody in between to get on an airplane, to leave their families, to fly to Africa, to tell one Muslim about the love of Jesus that they're not allowed to hear? And to take care of your school that you guys have built over there. Lord willing, too, that we're going to be drilling a well there for water for them. Do you know how much faith it took?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California, in a presentation called The Whether or Not Channel. It's a study taken from the last six verses of Luke chapter 12 and part of our journey through this fascinating New Testament narrative, which will continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, before we wrap up today's program, we have Pastor Jack with us sitting right here because he's got something on his heart that he wants to share with us. Pastor Jack?
That's right, Mike. I had to interrupt this program, as you well know, Mike, to make this plea to our radio audience. We had an event, and I can honestly say it was an event, at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills recently on Saturday night, September 11th. As every year we do, we host a 9/11 memorial service, but this year topped them all. The reason why is because we had an old friend back, and that was Brigitte Gabriel. And Brigitte Gabriel spoke to a record crowd here at Calvary. We lost count at over 4,500 people. The church was filled, parking lots overflowing, rooms and courtyard full to the max. And she delivered a challenge and a message to America and to the Christian that, frankly, everyone, in my opinion, in the world needs to hear. I'm asking all of our radio listening audience to get their hands on this extremely special service. You will understand why 9/11 took place. Why did it have to happen regarding those who have waged war and declared war on America? And what can be our action? What do we do in response to this agenda that is driven by hate? It's not going away, my friend. And I'm telling you now, you've got to have this message for yourself. You can order your own copy by going to realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. And order for yourself a DVD copy of this tremendous address by Brigitte Gabriel on September 11th, right here at Calvary Chapel. And we'll send that out to you for a donation of any amount. We would greatly appreciate that. So God bless you, and I hope you're blessed by it. Thanks.
Okay. Well, again, that's for your contribution to the outreach of Real Radio of any amount. Again, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel Chino Hills in Southern California and made possible by the generous participation of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel Chino Hills wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, you shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, California.